In the US, a travel ban being imposed by President Donald Trump has now come into effect, meaning that people from six mainly Islamic countries are now not allowed into the US unless they have bona fide business or family relationships there. Brooke Spector is an expert on American politics and associate editor at the Daily Maverick, a colleague of mine there. Brooke, afternoon to you. How tough is it for people from Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen to now get into the US?
Well, it's going to be tougher than it was last week, obviously. This is the third time now the Trump administration's tried to set up a travel ban that they refused to call a Muslim travel ban, which seems peculiar to only affect countries that are predominantly Muslim, but never mind. If you're the fiancé or the brother-in-law, sister, mother, father, child of a person, you can get a visa. But if you're a grandmother, you're going to have trouble. It seems a little bit perverse. Your brother-in-law can come, but your children's grandmother can't. I have this nightmare vision of thousands of grandmothers as terrorists, but I don't think that's likely to happen either. The whole thing, of course, is a temporary motion. The Supreme Court, that's the American Constitutional Court equivalent, did not hear the actual cases trying to get the second ban and the first ban overthrown, but they did agree to a temporary order which would allow for a limited travel ban, but the whole thing will get litigated in the fall, the American autumn, in October, when the actual case goes to the court and gets argued from scratch all the way through, all over again. So if you're trying to get into a university, if you have a job offer, and if you're going to get married, you're probably okay if you can prove all those things. But if you're a grandmother, you're stuck.
And Brooks, I mean, once again, I have to make the point, Saudi Arabia is off this list.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the Stephen, I mean, there are lots of countries that are off the list. But the reason why you're mentioning Saudi Arabia and Qatar, for that matter, is primarily because there are relationships that would appear to supersede anything else, even though in Saudi Arabia's case, the archetype of domestic terrorism, the bringing down of the Twin Towers, 9/11, most of the people involved in those flights were from Saudi Arabia. So the whole thing is messy, the whole thing is murky, and the court's going to have to sort it all out come October.
Brooke Spector, as always, thanks very much indeed. American political expert at the Daily Maverick.